And good afternoon and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Lauren Landis. The late Patty Fink will be joining us shortly. We got her usual call. With us today is Chris, as usual, on the board.
The board.
And Doc is on the picture-y thingy, the cameras. I know what those are.
Don't you love our radio lingo?
Right. We're very professional here. If you read in the Dallas Morning News or the Observer or the Dallas Voice, D Magazine reported it, KNON was having trouble finding a place to move because this building is being turned into storage units for all of these horrible apartments that are being thrown up in this neighborhood. So we had to find a new place to studio from. Our lease was up.
It is.
Yeah, so it was time to move. And we found fabulous new digs. They're going to be on Central Expressway at North Haven. Mm-hmm. So we'll be there for a few years.
So now we won't be homeless.
We won't be homeless. You know, we went from the crack house in East Dallas mm-hmm. to this place, which is kind of eclectic, but it's a nice studio.
Definitely an upgrade.
Yeah, this new one, I think this is too uptown for us, especially for Dave, our station manager. Much, much too uptown. I think we have a problem, though. Okay, so Patty has trouble getting over here on time because there's always traffic coming across town, whatever. This is going to be closer to her house. We need to help her. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
we need to help her come up with new excuses as to why she's going to be late.
Now, Patty, I know where you live, the area. Isn't it about the same distance?
No, it's much closer.
It is much closer.
Yeah, it's going to be much closer. Yeah. However,
it's definitely much closer for me and Josh.
Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely.
It's in Josh's zip code.
Yeah.
Now, this studio is across the street from where I live, so I'm going to have a very long walk.
You are going to have a very long walk.
So I'll have to leave at like 7 in the morning to do our 1 o'clock show.
You might be able to ride your bicycle.
Oh, maybe I'll do that.
But you'd have to maybe go through Highland Park. I don't know.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
They might pull you over.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
But Lauren, Josh, Doc, or Chris, I never can tell them apart.
Both.
We need to come up with new excuses for Patty to be late now that the studio will be close to her. You know, what her office did several years ago, she used to commute up to Plano.
Mm-hmm.
Now where's your office, Patty?
No, I used to commute to Irving, actually, Las Colinas. And we have a Plano office, but none of us work there. We all work from home.
Yeah,
so what she could, for excuse number one, she could say, well, you know what? I have so much extra time, I stopped by Starbucks. And next thing you know, time got away from me.
Hmm. What excuse do you use when you're late for work?
Really for work.
I hope that she never is late for work.
Erin laughs at my 10-foot commute.
I'm sure she is. Okay, so we need people. If you see us, go to our Facebook page. Help us give Patty some new excuses. We're going to be in this new studio for at least 3 years. That's 150 excuses she needs about why she's late this week.
I guess, do you have one, Josh?
One excuse will be that she doesn't realize, she forgets that we've moved, so she comes here.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
That's
there you go.
Thank you.
That's a really good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd have to do a U-turn and then hurry up and be flying down 75. Oh. Now, when do we move? At the end of September?
Sometime the end of September. Yes. We don't have an exact date. So studio's already being built. The lines are already being put into the tower. Things are progressing nicely.
I think this is really exciting.
It is.
It is.
You know, I mean, we were at the crack house for so long mm-hmm. on San Jacinto. It's not even there anymore. Mm-hmm. They tore it down immediately when we left.
This building, tearing it down immediately after we left.
Right.
I see,
right.
I see a pattern.
Yeah, I do.
How long have we been here? 8, 9
10.
Years?
10 years.
10 years.
It's 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember our first guest in the new studio here was Philip Weir.
Oh,
yeah.
So if you're listening, Philip, hey.
Mm-hmm. One thing I do want to do, I want to thank everybody who pledged during the August pledge drive because we asked for extra money. We got that extra money from you.
Thank you.
Our show did real well during pledge drive, but it's you who helped us be able to do this move because staying here was just not an option. So thank you very much for everybody who pitched in and helped us meet that goal. I was away last week, mm-hmm. and I have several things I want to talk about. I was in Colorado for the week, just got back yesterday.
And you told me that you were high for a whole week.
Well, we were in Rocky Mountain National Park for a couple of days, and we were like over 2 miles. We were that kind of high. We were that kind of high.
In Colorado.
Yeah.
But you can get the other kind of high in Colorado now.
That's what I wanted.
Oh, I was talking about that high.
I know that. You know, we don't hear about it that much here. It's in the news a little bit. Do you know there are more pot dispensaries cannabis dispensaries in Colorado than there are Starbucks now?
Really?
Wow.
It is generating so much revenue in the counties that have it that they don't know what to do with the extra money that it's generating. If you buy medicinal pot because you have a prescription, it's just regular sales tax. But if you are buying it for recreational use and don't have that doctor's note, it's sales tax plus local tax plus county tax plus state tax. In Denver, the tax is 20.5%.
They still sell.
And they are raking it in.
And they have nowhere to put it. Because they can't put cash in
banks. The dispensaries that are having trouble. Banks are regulated by
the
federal
government too, for the taxes. I mean, it's profits off of – I mean, not profits, but
so
taxes.
So 20%.
20.5% tax.
Proof that people will pay anything
mm-hmm.
to get high.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you about these because I was staying with my cousins just south of Denver, and their county doesn't have dispensaries, and they're called dispensaries. What is so funny about the way this business is going on is that it's very, very professional. It is, it is by the book. It has to be. So you have these stoners who are now business people, and it's very funny to watch them do business. So you go into a dispensary, I heard, and at the door they check your driver's license. You have to have ID. The reason you have to have ID is that if you live in the state, you can buy up to an ounce a day. If you live out of state, you can buy a quarter of an ounce a day. And the reason for that is they don't want people going from dispensary to dispensary to dispensary stocking up on, 1 ounce here, 1 ounce here, 1 ounce there, and you can hit, you have to look at the map. It's very funny. The state of Colorado with all the arrows on the map is just covered. You can't see the state.
I mean, of dispensaries.
Oh, dispensaries.
Except for that one county.
Except for, there are several counties where they just didn't want to participate. So, what you can't do, you cannot take it out of state. Denver Airport is run by the city of Denver. They're raking it in. But because it's a city-owned airport, it's city police that are policing the airport, and airports are actually federal. They come under federal law. So you can't take pot to an airport. You can't take pot to a national park, a national forest, any national property. You can take pot to a county courthouse. You can't take it to a federal courthouse. So you have to be very careful. If you're called for jury duty, make sure you know which courthouse you're going to. But once you're in the dispensary, they're very professional, and they show you the different product that they have. And they have names for the different things now. If you want brownies with it's not pot brownies. They're edibles. So you go to the edibles department. And then if you want some reefers, they're not called reefers. They're called pre-rolled product.
Oh, wow. So you get that's accurate, pre-rolled. Though.
Or you can have it loose, and they will weigh it for you, and they're very accurate on their scales. It's very funny the way this business is running. They are raking it in. They are absolutely raking it in.
Well, and there are some differences in, too, like the levels of THC versus mm-hmm. I think it's
yes.
CHB, because one is does not make you high, but mm-hmm. is apparently very good for people who are epileptic or other conditions. Mm-hmm. And so you can get this balance. You can choose your balance of these two things that, reside in cannabis.
Now, see, this is the thing. Because it's been illegal, it actually does have medicinal uses.
Oh, yeah.
For cancer patients, for people with epilepsy, and probably a whole lot of other things. I haven't studied them until now. And like you're saying, there are different plants that are better for different things. I haven't studied that because...
Right.
I tell you what the growers have. They know what they're growing.
Oh, yeah. You
know, they definitely do.
But now that it's legal, they can do some actual, you know, blind scientific testing on it. And I'm sure they are. Or,
oh,
or have some plan.
I bet they are.
And the other great thing about it is, from what I hear, you don't even have to smoke it. They've got all kinds of other ways to.
Well, edibles.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
and mostly it's not. Mostly it's not brownies. Like it's candy.
Yeah, exactly.
And chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Are they gonna do tacos at some point? You know.
I'm sure.
Right into the savory.
I'm sure.
What I was saying about
the limit.
What I was saying about the airport. So the police kind of reluctantly, they have some sniffer dogs at the airport. You do not travel with it. I mean, that's just taking
that's
a risk.
Yeah.
But they're real reluctant to even, you know, it's like Denver, well, we like this, so why are we patrolling all of a sudden? Well, because it's an airport is federal,
right?
And federal has not approved this. Fascinating to see this business that has become, you know, Colorado, you think of Colorado, what's their big business? Tourism, skiing, pot. And each transaction, I mean, people are standing at the different counters, because the way you do it, you don't do your own shopping. You go up to the counter and work with a salesperson. And you're having these serious discussions about the different types of pot and deciding which would be the best one. Oh, yes, I'll try some of that chocolate, and I'll have some of these pre-rolls, and I'll have... It was very funny to watch.
So now you can go to Colorado and have your wedding there if you're gay. You can get married anywhere now. Go there, get married, and get a hit to take the edge off if you're nervous. So that would be a great place for Brian, for you all to go get married.
We're getting married here. But
well,
my
see,
cousin's...
you could serve it at your reception.
There you go. Exactly.
You know?
Well, exactly. And you have to be careful. If you have any kids there, no pot under the age of 21. And they actually are policing these things fairly stringently. They're not putting up with infractions from any of these dispensaries. The dispensaries had to put up a certain amount of money like a collateral to it is being done.
Is this similar
very
to like giving
the
liquor license, which is very expensive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess kind of in that. But you also had to build out a nice place. You can't just open it in somebody's basement. There's none of that at all. It is very, very, very professional.
But, you know, it's how long has this been going on now? A year or two?
Just since November.
Just since November?
I think in Washington, the state of Washington.
Washington might have had it earlier, this
years.
Is just this year.
Huh. Well, you know, it seems to me like we've not heard any, like, wild cases coming out of Colorado. Where,
no.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're all doing it by the book, but why not?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard any cases of, like, mass car accidents from people being high, and I gather we won't.
I don't anticipate if we haven't had any yet.
Now, the law does have a certain amount of THC in the bloodstream as driving under the influence, so you need to be careful with that, too.
Well, of course.
You can buy it and take it home.
Mm-hmm.
Or to your wedding reception.
There you go.
Okay, so speaking about weddings, we went to visit my family and Brian's aunt. After we were there an hour, Brian said, I just didn't have a family like this. And one of my cousins put her arm around him and said, well, you do now.
Aww,
yeah.
That's really sweet.
So, yeah. So everybody loved him, and we had a lot of fun, and there were lots of Taffets that were there, and we just had a great time. The end of the week, we visited his 80-year-old aunt. And she was so excited about our getting married. She wants to come to the wedding, too.
Oh, great.
And, yeah. And she's the one that we went up to Rocky Mountain National Park with. She was great. She knew just where the elk would be. And we found some mountain sheep on the way to Rocky Mountain Park, this whole herd up on a mountainside, on a hillside.
Yodel-ay-hee-hoo.
Ooh. it was great. We saw marmots. Do you know what a marmot is?
No.
It's related to a squirrel, but looks more like almost like a beaver. And there was this one that was just posing for us. He was so cute.
Oh, there's one in every group.
Yeah, exactly. some birds that I'd never seen before, and I got some great shots. So we had a wonderful time, but we were above 2 miles high for part of the trip. I'll tell you what, we pulled over, and I had Brian drive because I don't like heights to start with, but with that thin air, I was just feeling like, okay, yes, this would not be a good idea for me to keep driving here. So, but we had a great trip. It was really
and how was awesome. San Francisco?
We didn't go.
Oh, you didn't?
You didn't go.
No.
Oh, okay. No. Well.
we've had some major changes.
Okay, so we can talk about something else. So, what are some big news items?
I didn't read a newspaper all week. No, actually,
good for you. Well,
and
I didn't.
But I do have a number of things. Why don't one of you start with?
Well, we got a break right here.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we take our break?
Come back and talk about our great Duggar friend.
Okay. Yeah. You're listening Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and Laron Landis. We'll be back right after this.
This is Kimberly Truax of the GLBT Wedding Expo, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And you are listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Laron Landis and the late Patty Fink. Patty.
Oh, I was going to punt to
Laron.
Punt to Laron because we were going to talk about Josh Duggar.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well,
you promised.
I did lead off with that, didn't I? Well, that was some of the big news of the week. It's not surprising at all. For anybody that didn't know, there's this website called Ashley Madison. It is intended, the main intention of the site is for married people to go and find hookups with other married people.
Let me put it in gay terms, it's Grindr.
It's Grindr.
For straight married people.
Exactly. So I had to look up and find out what's behind it, what was behind this hack. It's a group called, what are they called? They're called the Impact Team. They have been threatening, I had heard of this, they've been threatening the website for them to shut it down because they just think it's immoral, blah, blah, blah. They don't really know who the face of these people are to shut it down, or they're going to hack it and expose the accounts.
Do you think maybe some of the people in there are people who've been cheated on and are
you
angry?
You mean in the Impact Team?
On the Impact Team? I don't know.
Probably.
Probably, but I just think it's crazy that they've been threatening for a couple of weeks and they followed through on their promise. Because actually, Madison refused to shut it down.
But you know the saying, hell hath no fury. Like what?
A straight person.
No, like a scorned woman. Yes.
A straight person scorned.
Yes, there you go.
We don't know if it was men or women.
That's right.
That's true. We don't. They really don't know much about this group. Anyway, so they followed through on their promise. Ashley Madison has been hacked. They released all these names, and they're still coming. And one of them was Josh Duggar. Now, he's already been in.
He's from the 19 in the county.
He's their oldest son. And this is the same Josh Duggar who earlier this summer, it came out that he molested 5 girls when he was around 14 or 15 years old.
Some of them his sisters.
And a couple of them are his sisters. That finally went away from the news. And now this is back out, you know. And he released the statements, you know, saying that, you know, he's ashamed of himself. He's been
caught.
The biggest hypocrite ever,
I think, which is an understatement. And, I mean, this pretty much sums it up. But
I'm ashamed of myself because I've been caught.
Caught,
and
exactly.
I can't have another TV show as a result of this.
And I'm caught doing something else yet again.
Yeah. And he begs for his forgiveness.
What I'm waiting for is
forgiveness. Wait. What forgiveness?
He
needs to ask his wife for forgiveness. I don't care what he does. I just don't think he needs to have
She hasn't left him.
That's a whole other story. Not only has she forgiven him, she's blaming herself. For his infidelity. Yes.
Now that's a wives submit.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
But you know, that's their whole thing, though.
Isn't that considered abuse?
I would think so.
But that's their whole thing. You know, women should know their place and submit to their husband. Absolutely, Patty.
You know, that's all about. That's
the whole. Their whole.
I mean,
thing
Patty
is
knows
about
her
that.
Place, but I mean, most women.
Now wait a minute. What place does Patty have with Aaron?
Next to her.
Exactly.
I'm not sure either one of us would accurately use the terms mitt. You know, this is
right. Oh, I know. I know. I wouldn't, and I know Denny wouldn't. But anyway, so that's
well, like no, submit but, resumes.
But
that
their
kind of
show. But their show isn't their show about family values, and
exactly.
I mean that's what the show is about.
Uh-huh.
So I don't want you know. He wants me to forgive him. I forgive you. But you're not going to get on the air and do a show about family values when you're a creep.
No, well, the show has been taken off. It was canceled.
Yeah.
But you know what's supposed to come up on August 30th, which is coming around the corner here? TLC is going to use a couple of the girls who were molested in the family.
Yes.
In this one-hour TV special about...
About sexually abused.
Child molestation and abuse.
Yeah, right.
And I'm thinking, wow, really? I mean, it just goes on and on. Because they've turned around and forgiven him, too.
They have.
And the Reverend Governor Mike Huckabee gave an elaborate statement forgiving Josh Duggar, who he's very close with, back when the molestation charges happened. But I haven't seen anything about the Ashley Madison. You think Huckabee's going to release this statement? I stand behind him.
That's interesting. Which one are they more upset about? Or could they forgive and move on compared to the other? Which one is the bigger sin, I should say?
Well, apparently...
Cheating on your wife through some website?
I think it's the bigger sin.
Or molesting kids.
That's what they think, is it's the bigger sin, is the Ashley Madison, because we haven't heard a peep.
She's right, we haven't heard a peep.
You know, and yet there was this big, flowery forgiveness statement from Mike Huckabee.
And, you know, for those who don't know...
It's easy for Mike Huckabee to forgive him for molesting somebody else.
Sure.
Right.
It's none of his business.
Just kids, you know. I mean, right. And it's just your wife, but they're apparently not coming out with any statements of forgiveness now.
And this is the same Josh Duggar, to put the gay angle on it, who was part of was a spokesperson for the Family Research Council for a while, and he and his mother went out and actively championed against our rights and successfully overturned.
What city was it? Fayetteville?
Fayetteville, Arkansas. Yeah.
Specifically demonizing trans people.
Yes.
As some sort of, you know, abusers and child molesters
when he's the child molester.
Yeah.
All they're doing is just going to the bathroom. And they're trying to characterize this non-discrimination ordinance.
That was already in place. It was already in place, already in existence. It wasn't like over there voting on it. No, it already existed, and they successfully had it repealed.
Okay, so since the reason they wanted it repealed was because they're afraid of trans people who are child molesters, and it turns out that the trans people aren't the child molesters.
It never has been
because there's not an example of it anywhere.
Not one.
But it turns out that the child molester is the straight guy, so maybe we should be legislating against him.
I think that's a fine idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's who people need to be afraid of. The reason that people like that demonize other people, oh, you're going to be a child molester. Well, where does that even come from in your mind about somebody who's going to be a child molester? It comes because you're a child molester. It's on the very top of your mind.
That's where your brain went with it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you know, Danny asked me the other night because he didn't know the whole details as far as the child molestation part of the story. Why wasn't he in jail or never did jail time? I said, I don't know if anybody has a crystal clear answer on that, because even though he did it when he was 14 or 15, I think they're still, you know, they're still old enough to at least go to juvie. But I don't know. Do you all have any?
Because the parents sat on it. They didn't even report it. And when they did report it, they reported it to a friend who turned out to be – he's now in prison for child
pornography. Okay, I did hear that part.
So they didn't even report it to the proper authorities in the proper way and did not do it in a timely fashion. And so when they reported it, he was already 18.
So when it finally got out, the statute of limitations had run out?
Yeah. And the – And what's really annoying is that they keep saying, oh, you know, woe is us. You know, the Duggars go on TV and cry and stuff, how awful it is that they've released these records, in, you know, like against their will and illegally and stuff. No, he was an adult. It's public record.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
By the time they reported it, it was, you know. So, you know, they're trying to make excuses.
You know what part of this problem is? When you have 19 kids, you can't raise them.
I think that's true.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Two people cannot raise. How much of your time does Gabrielle take, Laurent?
Oh, it's so funny you asked that, because just the other day I was talking to another friend of mine, and they were, you know, school just started last week for Gabrielle, and I thought, and I was telling them how I was thinking before I had a kid, oh, when they get older, they won't need so much of my time.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's the exact opposite. You have to do this. You got to go to school to make sure of this. You got to take them to this. You have to do homework with them. Oh. That's one kid.
Okay, so imagine having 18 more of her.
Exactly. Good Lord.
But see, it's kind of that old philosophy that when child mortality was so high that, you know, it was an agricultural culture and environment and economy, you know, that you had a whole slew of kids because a bunch of them are going to die. And you need hands that work on the farm. And so the older kids inevitably raise the kids.
Yes.
You know, so you have one, two, or three right off the bat, and then all the rest of them, everybody else is in charge of raising them. They have to get them up and get them dressed and bathed. And, you know, I mean, it's not mom and dad doing those things. You know, it's, you know.
It's the child molester doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's John Boy. Can you take
You know, I've never said this about any body the entire 15 years I've been doing this show, you know, even if they have opposing thoughts or opinions that I do, but this family's just scum to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay, so with this Ashley Madison thing, let's get back to that. A whole bunch of other people, three or four government workers from
yes.
Oklahoma have been busted because
uh-huh.
they're using an OK.gov email.
No, that's just stupid.
That's just stupid.
They well, you should know, be busted. I mean, that's just plain stupid.
Yeah. You can't find a free AOL or Yahoo account.
Or Hotmail.
Or Hotmail. Or
there's a gazillion of them. Yeah.
I mean, really, that's just dumb.
That's just so stupid.
There were a couple of Republican elected officials.
Yes. Another guy is coming. I can't find his name. My computer's going slow. But he said, whoever the guy's name is, said that he was doing it He only had an account for research
purposes. For research purposes,
what's
right.
What's he researching?
Yeah, what are you researching? Let
affairs,
me see if I can find
because
it.
Because it's an important part of a government's role is but to...
The one, the sanctity of one man, one woman uh-huh. marriage, is that it?
Uh-huh.
I see.
But let me read something that Ashley Madison has released in her statement. Because I think some of what they're getting at is some of the names that have been released are bogus. They said the company says it does not store full credit card numbers, so any information claiming to include this information is erroneous. It is also important to note that Ashley Madison users aren't required to verify their email addresses, meaning some found in the dump may have been hijacked by Ashley Madison users seeking to keep their actual email addresses off their accounts. So you
okay,
can make
what Ashley Madison, who is facing... I heard how much, a 500 and something million dollar lawsuit today. What they're saying is, we don't know if it's really you because we don't have you verify your email address.
And that
so
is
people
what they're
are
saying.
Using, well, they're saying, not us. We didn't do anything. Do you think they did anything?
Oh, I think they're very clever and kind of smart business people because there's yeah. obviously a market out there for married straight people to go find somebody, you know,
okay,
to find somebody else and have an active affair while they're married.
Right.
Now, while I'm not condoning...
And want to do it under discretion.
Right, and if they're charging money for that and making money, I mean, I don't know. It's,
while I'm not condoning theft, hacking, any of that, because it's a problem. It's a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought when I heard this was, you know what this reminds me of? When the Dallas Times Herald reporters used to go to the bars on Cedar Springs
yep.
and when they were downtown, write down license plates, go back, look up the license plates, find out whose cars they were, print the names in the newspaper, and those people would be fired from their jobs.
Yeah.
Just because they were at a gay bar
right.
or parked near a gay bar.
Yep. And that's why.
And it's the same plausible denial.
It is. I wasn't in that bar.
I was parked near the bar. I have friends who live down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great analogy. However, and again, I'm not defending the hackers at all, but if you're going to do this type of thing, purposely go out to look for an affair to have, you got to be smart about it. like you were just saying, you can come up with a fake name. And
but
a
come
fake,
on, at least a free admin.
A free admin, you know, a free, I mean, or get
a free
fake.
Don't use a government
fake
email.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. You got to be a little smarter than that, you know.
But, you know, I mean, this is, the whole Ashley Madison thing, frankly, is just quintessential American.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
You know, let's make some money. We can make it, here, look, here's all these people chomping at the bit to have affairs. Let's make some money on that.
But I think you
I see it, a huge business plan right here.
You hit it on the nose, Patty. Regardless of what you think about Ashley Madison, the people who created it, they're some smart people. There's yeah. obviously a market for it. And
I mean,
they,
but
I mean,
the American
bit,
way is to make
it,
a buck.
It really is. They're,
they
are they
weren't smart
on
enough
it.
Because their website was easily hacked.
Well, so
and they
need,
weren't
so they
dealing
need.
With the smartest customers either.
So they need better. They need
money.
Better
swimwear.
Well, they might not. $500 million lawsuit. That company, I think, is toast.
Yeah,
I think it is toast now too. But there's going to be replicas to come.
Oh yeah, I think there's going to be more of them. But you know, I mean, how many times have you loaded software or gone someplace and you say the you know user terms, mm-hmm. and you just say I agree and move on, you know. And how many people are going to do that? And somewhere it says we.
Yeah,
are,
we.
I mean,
they're no responsibility.
So it'd be really easy for them to put some kind of
where they're going to get know, them. They're trying to get them based on the well,
right
based on the credit card.
Right, but they're
saying
they
don't store the whole credit card. So that's
it.
Their defense there.
Right,
and that the credit card numbers were not stolen. So we'll see how that.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays
and
out.
And you know they don't have anybody's Social Security number because it would be that stupid.
But who's
the people in Oklahoma
who work for the government?
Get their Social Security
right. Who work for the government
yeah.
and use their government emails?
But, I'm curious who's filing a lawsuit against them.
Some of the people whose
the people
names
who,
were published.
Okay. I didn't know if it was them or maybe their spouses who are upset and want to take it
I'm
out
sure
on.
I'm sure they
Madison.
Want money too.
Like, well, you know, it's really not
I'm
their
sure
fault.
They'd love to have money, too. You know, but, you know, these it's interesting. I spent the week with people who were talking about same-sex marriage, you know, about Brian, not even same-sex marriage, about Brian and I getting married in such normal terms and so excited about coming to the wedding. And some of them can't. One cousin of mine lives in London, and she came in for this week. Don't know if she'll be able to come next June, but you know, still she's excited about it. She was you know, she was embracing it. And then all these straight people, because we're the ones who have ruined marriage, right?
The sanctity.
We've ruined the sanctity of marriage. I've done this terrible thing. I'm bringing my whole family to Dallas, right? For a party. We've ruined the sanctity of marriage. But Ashley Madison, all these – no, we're going to sue you because – not because we had this affair, but because
– You outed us.
You outed us for having – yeah. I'm losing my TV show because my TV show's about purity, and you just announced I had an affair.
Right.
You ruined the gig for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And speaking of, the Duggars are no longer going to be getting their $1 million an episode or whatever it is they get. So I'm just going to be really curious to see how they continue to, you know – live in the style which they are accustomed.
You know, as much money as they've made off that show, if they haven't saved and invested any of it, I don't really care.
Yep.
They made, even if it is 19 kids plus two parents plus God knows how many spouses.
I'm just thinking in a couple of months we're going to hear that Josh Duggar, you know, like, I don't know, you know, ran over somebody or what else. About every couple of months he's going to have come up.
I have a feeling that he is going to continue to be in the news.
So. Well, I think it's just a matter of time before one of the other original 19 pop up in the news for something.
When you have that many, how can you help it?
Yeah.
What else have we got today?
Including the odds that one of them is gay.
Well,
that's the one I'm waiting on. What I mean is
gay. Actually, it's 19 of them. The chances are two of them are gay.
Yeah.
And who has a quick one because we need to take a break in just a minute?
Well, if you don't have a quick one, I do.
Go ahead.
The Housewives of Atlanta just cast their first transgendered housewife.
Yep.
Awesome.
It's the first transgender person that's going to be in the entire Housewives franchise, because they got with her, like, I think, 8 different cities. Hmm. So that's good. And she's really pretty. She's a model. Her name is Amelia Scott. So she's going to be on Housewives of Atlanta starting this new season.
Speaking of Housewives of Atlanta, I have one quick one, then we'll take a break. First Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina, has decided to ordain gay clergy. Southern Baptist Conference is not too happy with them.
Not too happy at all.
Mm-hmm. But they're going to do it because that's their policy. They're open, welcoming, and accepting.
And it was big news on our Baylor University, gay and lesbian.
I'll bet
alumni.
It was. The gay and lesbian alumni group. Yeah, I bet it was. I bet it was persona non grata on Baylor's
probably
news feed.
Right.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and Laurent Landis. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Jason Wright from Dallas, and I listen to Lambda Week 89.3 KNON.
And this is Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Laurent Landis and the late Patty Fink. Patty.
Just wanted to talk about this rogue clerk, county clerk in Kentucky, in Rowan County, who's still refusing adamantly to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples in Rowan County.
And not allowing anybody else in the office to do it either.
Right.
Right, and that's a big point to point out.
That's a very big point.
Yeah.
And now, because she's in such hot water with the governor of Kentucky and federal courts, she's refused to do opposite-sex couples marriage licenses, too. So she's just not – there's no marriage licenses issued right now in Rowan County, Kentucky. And they say you can just go to another county. When I think that's a whole bunch of BS – because what if everybody in the state did it?
Right.
Why are you such a prima donna that you're going to make everybody, all the other county clerks, take on your work?
You know, any other job, if the job description is to do something and you can't do it or arrange for somebody to do it, I mean, people share work in an office. But if you can't get the job done, bye-bye.
Yeah, you're typically
fired. You lose
fired.
The job.
Yeah. Right. What's upsetting about this story is that it's gone this far. It's been
right. It shouldn't have gone this far. She should have been in jail by now.
She should have been in jail by now or removed from office. And, like, why hasn't she been fired? And everybody's like, well, she was an elected official. Well, elected officials can be removed from their positions also. And especially, I mean, not to
– and elected officials have to follow court orders.
Exactly. She is a clerk, but it's not like she's the president. She can be removed from her job, and I don't know why it's taking so long for this to happen.
And you know something? Somebody who has an honest belief that she can't do it, if this is your religious belief, I bet one of her other religious beliefs is to treat people nicely. Isn't that something that
– Well, I'm going to assume.
Well, yeah, you're
generally
taught. You might be giving her too much credit.
So because it's not about her. This is about her not wanting to do it as opposed to being – so, you know, nobody is going to complain about somebody who walks up to the counter. Patty, you say, oh, we'd like to get a marriage license, and I say, oh, congratulations. Hold on a second. Let me get somebody who can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, could you come over here? And these lovely young ladies would like to get their marriage license. And you give it to them. Is it against your religion to be polite to people – whose religion, whose beliefs, whose sexual orientation, whose color, is not yours and something that you like? Isn't that a religious thing to do too?
I think
so. To be polite. And I'm not saying she needs to do it. Just be polite and get somebody else who can do it.
Well,
and
this is from a woman who's been married 3 times herself.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I see your point, David.
I bet she didn't have to go to another county to get any of her 3 licenses.
I bet not. Yeah. But, you know, even going beyond the, oh, well, let me get another clerk to assist you because of my whatever beliefs, how about you just find another job?
You know, I agree with you. I'm saying nobody's going after somebody who's treating everybody with respect, who's getting the job done. Is it your job to do it? Yes. Why aren't you doing it? Oh, it's my religious belief. Well, no, it isn't. And because a religious belief has nothing to do with issuing government documents.
I'd be a lot more impressed and find her argument far more credible if she were to judge everyone's request for a marriage license. Oh, well, you've been divorced. I disagree with that. I'm not going to issue
you
one.
I've never, ever, ever heard any county clerk anywhere in the country who I'm not going to issue because you've been divorced and that's against my religious beliefs.
You've never been divorced, and some personal beliefs. Well, you're a different color. A lot of people still feel that way about that.
I've had a child out of wedlock.
I've cheated. There's a whole litany of things that people are quote unquote against because of their religious beliefs, but they still go get their marriage license with no problem.
Nobody asks. Nobody questions.
Exactly. Sign here, sign there.
Right. Because that's what she does as a government work. But what I'm saying is, same thing, wedding photographers. Oh, I'm being discriminated against. I'm being forced to photograph a gay wedding. You know how a polite wedding photographer doesn't do that? You know, he says, I'll have to spend the whole afternoon there. I'll have to photograph them. And I know it's a different skill. You're not going to photograph two grooms the way you photograph a bride and groom. It's going to be different pictures, different poses. I just don't know how to do it. You know what he says? Okay, and it's going to be where? And it's and congratulations. Oh, June 30th. Ugh, I'm booked that day. Let me get you a name of somebody who I bet can help you.
Well, that's a whole different topic, though. Because
there is
a columnist this week who wrote an article about an opinion article about discrimination actually helps us, how the right to discriminate helps the LGBT community. And it goes back to what I've been saying since I've been on this show, let the bigots show themselves. And if there are laws against discrimination, we won't see them. You know what I mean? So they could be discriminating against us in terms of quality of service and other kinds of things, but we will never see them. Whereas if they were allowed to discriminate and they're kind of forced to define, well, I don't serve gay people in this establishment, then they'd have to say that at some point, right? And then we'd know who they are. And that boycotting is a much more effective way to bring about social change. That boycotts have worked, and you withhold their money, and you ostracize them.
But I see his point, but I don't necessarily say that it is helping us.
I didn't say it's helping.
No. That's what he says.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Because it's the same way is with discriminating on the basis of race. You can't do it legally, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Sure.
You find different ways, like David was saying. I go for a job interview. They might make all kinds of excuses, even though I'm qualified, why I didn't get the job. But in deep down inside, it's like, okay, we just don't want a black guy here. You know, so I don't know. It does highlight, you're absolutely right, and he's absolutely right. Show the biggest for they are, but I don't know if we can actually benefit from that until it is illegal.
Patty, the reason that your way is what's happening and my way isn't happening is because these bigots are so blinded by their hatred.
So proud.
And proud of their hatred that they don't know how to be polite. And it's not a real religious belief. That's my point. It's not really a religious belief for these people. They just want to make a point. They want to be proud bigots and show themselves. I'm saying if somebody had a deeply held religious belief, they'd be polite. They would find a way to get it done. And nobody would be the wiser for it because it would be done nice and smoothly. Everybody would be happy, and
we wouldn't even know.
That's not who's people with deeply held religious beliefs either quit or did it the way I'm saying.
And there was a county clerk in a Texas county who quit.
She did quit,
right?
But these are the claims she's making legally now.
Mm-hmm.
Same-sex marriage isn't really marriage, despite what the Supreme Court says.
Because the county clerk outranks the Supreme Court?
Yes. Apparently so.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, yeah. And signing the religious licenses of same-sex couples would have, quote, irreversible implications.
She is
on
not
Davis's
signing
conscience.
The religious document. It is a government document.
Right.
She, I don't know about other religions. In Judaism, there is a document. It's called the Ketubah. Mm-hmm. And she would not be signing that. My rabbi would.
Well, apparently they're making the claim. They're saying that the irreversible implications on her conscience cannot be rectified by an earthly court.
Then quit.
then quit. That's what
exactly.
I say too.
Quit.
Then she's also saying that her interpretation of her faith should override the constitutionally guaranteed access to equal protection under the law for same-sex couples, as affirmed by the United States Court in Obergefell. And she's saying that her right to religious freedom is enumerated in the United States Constitution, whereas our right to marry is not mentioned, even though they're both rights.
So her rights, so
her
trumps,
right trumps ours because they're hers written spelled out.
Yeah.
And again, she doesn't have to do it. She is preventing other people
exactly.
from following their religious beliefs. If she has somebody who belongs to somebody who's Jewish, somebody who belongs to UCC, MCC, and a whole bunch of other religions, a Unitarian, you're forcing that person to not follow their religious beliefs because their belief is everybody's equal and everybody has an equal right to marriage.
Right.
So we've already said that this has gone on long enough, longer than we thought it would.
Oh, there's two more reasons, though.
Oh, okay.
Same-sex couples can just go to a different county to get married. That's, you know, but again, I say, what makes you a prima donna?
Right.
What makes you the person who gets to rule what county I get married in?
Right, exactly. And then there's this one. The county clerk... Davis is facing real harm from the court telling her what her religious convictions should be, while the same-sex couples are facing only travel inconveniences. So she would experience real harm while we're just, you know, kind of put out of our way. You know,
well, at least
but again,
acknowledge-
I say prima donna.
At least she acknowledged that we're being inconvenienced somehow, even a little bit.
That's true.
I'm surprised she even acknowledged that.
I'm surprised she said
yeah, so what's the next step? Because this has been going on much further than we thought. She's already disobeyed two orders, one from a federal judge. How come she's not in jail yet? What happens next?
It's going to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. They've done an appeal to it. But the federal judge's order says it must be done by August 31st.
He gave her time to comply.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
She's got until the end of the month to comply, and then what happens after that, I don't know.
I gather that the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, would even take the case.
Well, they're the ones that the Obergefell stuff came out of.
It is, but since they lost.
Right, since they were slapped down. By
exactly. I would. Well, why would they even bother taking it?
And an
but
appeals
you're right,
court. No, an
that.
Appeals court, whether they've been confirmed or disavowed, whatever. I'm using wrong words.
Affirmed
or unaffirmed. The appeals court wants to make it right. They understand this is now the law, and they would want to apply the law. Now, do I think the Ninth Circuit out in California would go much further? Yeah. I think the Sixth Circuit will find you don't have to do it, but you do have to allow people in your office to do this. You just have to get it done.
But I think what's going to happen is that that was being an emergency appeal to the Sixth Circuit. So let's say September 1st rolls around, which is a Tuesday, and, you know, there's no compliance, and the Sixth Circuit can't really do anything. I mean, they're likely going to say, the Supreme Court, our bosses, just set precedent. There's case law for this, you know. And she's just not going to do it. And I think that's incumbent.
It's called contempt of court.
Yes, the federal judge is going to have to act.
Just like our attorney general.
Put her in jail or something. Something's going to happen. So I just don't know how that's going to play out. But it's not done yet.
Again, no, it's not done, but I would be surprised if they even took the case. Because they don't have to, the Sixth Circuit Court.
Oh, they can just affirm the lower court.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. They don't have to.
And then allow the lower court to hold her in contempt.
Exactly.
And now another lawsuit's been filed with four plaintiffs, two same-sex couple and two a straight couple, because everybody's being denied
licenses
in Rowan County. So this is going to get interesting.
It will.
We have a gay baseball player who's out.
Yay.
We do.
David Denson. We have an out football player who's out. Michael Sam. He decided to stop playing. He went to the Montreal Alouettes, played for them for a season, and decided he's leaving the game.
For now.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it a season, but yeah.
I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
You're a little. You're disappointed.
I
he's saying
I'm just
it's
disappointed.
For health reasons.
Yes. Well, because he's been in the news a lot lately. There's been some back and forth between he and his. I'm assuming they're still broke up. His ex partner.
Oh, I didn't know they. Broke
oh, I didn't
up.
Know they broke
oh,
up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Hey. And there's a lot of speculation. Because he was going through training camp in the Canadian Football League, and he left training camp in the middle to go take care of some personal business, and that's what it was. He went back. I think he finished training camp and maybe played one or two games. It wasn't a whole season, and now he's out.
Huh.
So
is his partner still living here?
Yes, he is, actually.
Okay.
Yes, he is. Huh. So I don't know. I'm not in his shoes. I don't know exactly what he's going through, so I feel bad for him on that point. But I wished it was he could have held it together, because he had a lot of people, whether he knows or not, that were pulling and hoping for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a lot of champions behind his back. So for him to be successful in whatever league he made it in, for him to now say, I'm just not going to do football anymore, yeah, that's a little disappointing.
Yeah, the baseball player, David Denson, he plays for a farm team for Milwaukee. And his team, when he made his announcement, his team said, we've got your back.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
That is awesome.
Would you expect anything else? They're playing together. They're on the same team. They know each other. They're friends. It was not a big surprise that he was gay to his friends.
Right.
You would think.
And they just said, yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
You know, we're happy. You should be happy, too. So good for them.
Good.
Boy Scouts. We haven't talked much about the Boy Scouts in that. A survey came out. 63% of Mormons want to cut ties with the Boy Scouts. Now, the Mormons sponsor more Boy Scout troops than any other group. That would be a huge loss to the Boy Scouts. Now, they want to cut ties, even though Mormon troops will not have gay scout leaders that they know.
Right. It's a sad commentary that they are so wanting to discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just, it's just sad. I think it's just sad. Because it could be a great experience for everybody. You know, scouting is great. And you know, unlike the Girl Scouts who have been fully inclusive from the get-go.
They have been.
You know, they say, you know, will they accept trans kids? Yes, we accept trans kids and always have. You know, I think that's the way it should be, and you keep a positive stamp on scouting. Mm-hmm. And the Boy Scouts have just made more turmoil for themselves, I think, rather than just embracing, say, you know what, we need to be here for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I halfway applaud the Boy Scouts for even getting to this point, because if you really look at it, they didn't have to. When it went to the Supreme Court did rule that they had the right to discriminate against us. Mm-hmm. So they've come to this on their own. You know, I'm sure through some internal gay, GLBT-friendly or ally individuals who are already within the organization and the work of us, you know, trying to get the change. And
the president
it
of the Boy Scouts went from the CEO of Mobile to the CEO of Ernst & Young, then two executives, one of them the president of AT&T. So you went from the most homophobic company in the country to the most gay-friendly company in the country.
And now it's the former Secretary of Defense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Who presided over
Don't
the
ask,
repeal
don't
of
tell.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Yeah.
So it's progress. It's progress. So.
A couple of quickies. Today on Meet the Press, Donald Trump announced that they asked him something about what his opinion of gays are. Well, he's for affirmative action for gays, so that part of it will continue.
I didn't know there was an affirmative action.
Oh, yeah. If you go and apply, you check off the box that says that you're gay, and they have to hire a certain number of gays.
Return.
You didn't know this?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's the first I've heard of it, actually.
Oh, yeah. So he's for affirmative
Does
action.
Does it involve a wall, too?
Who knows what it involves. So he's for affirmative, but he's not in favor of same-sex marriage.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love how all of his wives have been born in another country, but he wants to deport anybody who's not.
Right.
But he's not for same-sex marriage, but in a twisted way, he's for incest.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah. Because I didn't know if you heard about the comment he made.
Yeah. Of another Lambda Weekly.
Yes.
I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Ron Landis, Patty Fink, Josh Manus, and Doc have all been here with us. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly next week.